Yeah, welcome everyone to the 70 Zig Podcast. This is the first podcast of many, and today I'm going to be interviewing Aaron fucking Konecchio, also known as Ace McGonagan, also known as Lance Uppercut, also known as AC. Aaron Konecchio, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. You left out one of my other nicknames, Mark Henry.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that's what they call you. They call you on the streets. You're getting hit by cars. All right, so AC and I have been pretty good friends, or should I say best friends, for a while.
Or arch enemies.
Yeah, I fucking hate them. We met a few years ago when we were both at Georgia Southern University, and I was doing some CrossFit stuff, like holding some classes, and he was into powerlifting, and he came up to me and goes, "Hey, man, can I come to your CrossFit class?" I was like, "Yeah, whatever, fag." And so the first workout, I get everyone set up, and we both are doing handstand push-ups to start, and we're across the hall from each other. We kick into a handstand, and our eyes are at the same level, and we're just staring into each other's eyes. And there's like a full second of awkwardness, and AC goes, "Oh, this is so gay," and we laughed, and then continued on our way.
We laughed, had a couple drinks, went out. It's magic.
Anyways.
All right, moving on.
People assume that you're like a genetic freak because you are pretty strong for your body weight. How much do you weigh right now?
I weighed myself yesterday, and I'm 218 pounds of white dynamite, as I told you before.
Of white dynamite. And how much did you weigh for your first competition, your first powerlifting meet in USAPL?
In USAPL, I probably weighed in at like 204.
So people assume you're a genetic freak, but they don't know your training history. They don't know that you put a fuckload of work in and a bunch of hard work to get where you're at. They just say, "Oh, he's benching 380 with a pause. He's unreal." So what are your competition PRs, and around what body weight was that at?
My squat PR is 534, and that was at 211. That was at Nationals this past summer. Bench was 380. That was also at Nationals, so I weighed 211 as well. And then the highest pulled was 568, and that was at my very first meet back in November of 2009, and that was at 204.
You have not filled up the 220 class, but you've won a few meets. What meets have you won?
I won Battle on the Border.
That was the meet you pulled. Was that the 568?
No, I pulled 562 at that meet because I didn't quite choose my numbers correct, like very well.
You hit your openers and failed everything else but still won.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like cool or not, but I still won. I got first at Battle on the Border, but second at my first meet, and I got second at Nationals.
What kind of training were you doing in high school leading up to when we met? Because people just assume you're just like this cock diesel kid or something, and you're just a freak, but what kind of stuff were you doing in high school around your dad and the gym that your dad owned?
Well, I've probably been under a bar since I was 13 years old. My dad was a powerlifter, and he's done some bodybuilding stuff too, but he's always been into, you know, heavy lifting because he had some powerlifting experience back when he was younger, and I've always squatted, I've always deadlifted, and I've always benched, so I've had a pretty good foundation in the main lifts. And back in high school, I probably weighed, you know, 140 to 160 throughout high school when I was training. And I guess I could lift a reasonable amount for that body weight. You know, I could bench in the high twos, squat in the, you know, the high threes, and deadlift in the low fours at that time.
And then we met, you were around 185. I remember when we were doing CrossFit stuff, you pulled 435. And then we put you on a strength program, basically like the strength and conditioning program that's up on 70s Big, and you got up to around 500, right?
Yeah, because that was right after I got appendicitis, so I pretty much started with a clean slate.
Right, and then you moved up, and then you went from that kind of linear progression, shifted into like a Texas Method, and we've been tweaking a Texas Method setup for you since, and we expect you to have some big fucking cantaloupe-sized PRs here at Nationals later this year.
Yeah, some big juicy melons here at Nationals, so I'm really looking forward to it.
And we're definitely not going to make any AC jumps where you make a 30 or 40 pound jump randomly and blatantly miss it. And you're certainly not going to close your eyes on squat and do a somersault forward like at nationals.
No, I quit acrobatics last summer, so. All
right, so recently I've noticed that you've been on quite a power trip, and I think it's attributed to your job. You're a bouncer at a bar in Statesboro, Georgia. Why don't you talk about how strength has been able to help you as a power-tripping bouncer?
Well, I guess it's a job that you need to be strong for, since you have to be able to handle another grown, you know, human being and be able to from the bar if they're causing any trouble.
Yeah, but I noticed that you've been getting, like, more angry as you're a bouncer. You've been getting more agitated. You're becoming something that you weren't before.
Well, I think the bouncing is slowly carried over into my social life. It's hard to explain unless you actually have a job at a bar, but it's basically you see the real nasty side of people when they're drunk, and it's almost discouraging because you know that's how some people really are. And I've grown to have zero tolerance for disrespect to me or any of my friends. So I guess that's carried over into my social life. So
all right, well, top three throwouts real quick.
I was throwing this one guy out and he karate chopped me in the throat, and it really pissed me off, so I just kind of shoved him as hard as I could to the ground and kind of whined about it, and yeah, I cussed him out and he walked away. Number two, was walking into the
bar. So the best throwout was one where you got karate chopped in the throat?
Yeah, because I guess, like, who the fuck karate chops somebody?
Okay, carry on.
Like, not Roadhouse. Number two, I had to put this guy in a rear naked choke and slam him to the ground, and I choked him out till he was unconscious because he pissed me off. I was walking through the bar, and I asked him politely if he could move out of my way, and he proceeded to say, fuck you. You know, he's taller, he's a bigger guy than me, and that really pissed me off. So choked him out, you know, pulled some WWF shit and threw him to the ground and then dragged him out. I actually threw him out of his shoes, so I thought that was the highlight of that one. And number three, let's see, I assisted in the throw out with a good friend of mine who I just mentioned, Taylor Ray, and It was bad enough to where we thought we killed the guy, so I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. What's something, whether you want to think about it in a bar or just in regular social settings, what's something that really pisses you off? And I ask this because you've definitely gotten more, like, zero tolerance now that you've been a bouncer for a year or whatever. And what's something that really pisses you off?
Something that really pisses me off is when people disrespect my friends. So, you know, I can brush things off. You know, if someone comes up to me and talks shit, and I can just kind of, you know, brush it off my shoulders and move on with the night. But if someone shows my friend disrespect, it's a zero tolerance policy with me, and I have to act immediately on that, because if you disrespect my friends, then you're disrespecting me. And I have extreme loyalty to whoever I'm friends with, so I care about them a lot.
Ace McGonaghy does not stand for that. This aggression won't stand, man. All right, so next question. This is from Erica C. from the Facebook page. She wants to know, how much weight do you have to lift to justify yelling as you walk away from the bar?
So, can you repeat that again?
Generally speaking, not for you in particular, but how much weight do you have to lift to justify yelling as you walk away from the bar?
Let's see. Well, I don't know if it's necessarily a weight thing, but I definitely think if it's, you know, a big PR for you, you definitely have the right to scream as loud as you want to.
Okay, well, there's the video of the one guy lifting 300 pounds, and then he yells and then passes out and hits his face on a dumbbell rack.
Yeah.
So what about that? That was a big PR for him, apparently, allegedly.
Well, there's
the point where he gets so worked up and fucking passed out.
There's always outliers that don't exactly, you know, they're the exception to the rule, but...
All right, so dude benching 225, does that warrant it?
No, you know, I guess if you want to be specific, I'd say, you know, if you're PRing above 500 pounds on
them. If someone backtalks you in the bar, you're going to choke them out and slam them on the ground to the point where their friends say, hey, man, why'd you do that? So I want to know, if a guy presses 140 and it's a big PR for him, does that warrant a scream?
No, it does not warrant a scream.
If a guy squats 315, does that warrant it?
No, that is not. I mean, if you want me to get angry about this, I can.
So would you say that the limit is 400 pounds for, like, squat and deadlift?
Anything above a 475-pound squat, because that's legit for raw lifters. 5-plus deadlift and 3-plus bench is legit for yelling.
Okay.
Pausing for the bench, excuse me, an actual, like, you know, unless you do a badass heavy triple or something.
Well, Lance Uppercut, Aaron Canecchio, Ace McGonaghue, Ace McGavin, thank you for coming on the 70s Big Podcast. The first.
You forgot Mark Henry. You forgot to call me Mark Henry. A lot of people compare me to Mark Henry.
Mark Henry. I forgot that's what people call you.
Yeah.
So if any of you listeners have any emails you want to send or you want AC back on the podcast, then just post in the comments. And if we get some good listener questions, then we'll have listener mail at the end of the podcast. So do you have anything else to give the listeners regarding their training before we leave, Ace?
Not really.
Okay, we can take it or leave it. Well, fuck it. Let's go bowling. Everyone have a good time.
Dance, 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 dance.